I do take a lot of advice from our new owner, John Catsimatidis. Yep. Long before with Red Apple Media, he purchased WABC and saved the talk radio format that so many of you enjoy, and the iconic letters, WABC, which has been like the number one news talk station in the nation for decades. But, John, you obviously are a man who's had many different business entities over the years, and I noticed that you had tweeted out earlier this week that maybe to stop the roller coaster ride on Wall Street up one day, down the next, they should just cease trading for a week. Was I correct on that?
On Sunday night, I did tweet that out. I discussed it on WABC with on a couple of radio shows. Last night's on the president's speech, he acknowledged that he had that recommendation from a few individuals. One of the other individuals is the CEO of a major bank, he decided not to do it. My idea to do it was the fact that the politicians have taken charge of the markets, and the markets were a roller coaster, and it was the wrong thing to do. And I think the words I used, that maybe we should shut down the markets for 2 days, 3 days, 5 days, until things sort themselves out. That's a great British term. Otherwise, we were victims to politicians playing ping pong with each other. Except the ping pong was hitting each other's head. The president shot it down. We're in a different direction. It looks like the politicians are a little bit closer to doing a deal. The markets are up 1,600 points today.
Yeah.
We're all hoping for a solution. The president also made a statement saying that we're not going to have everybody in jail for the next 3 months, and that he'll loosen up the ability for people to move around, but still take safety procedures.
So, Mr. Katz, I'm not an expert on the markets. I mean, I can't even balance my own checkbook, frankly. But the markets are so reactive to what the president says. And that's, I guess, the concern that I have, is that it goes up and then it goes down and it goes up and it goes down. And it's just... Is there a way, what about shortening the market, the trading day? Would that have any benefit?
I don't think it'll have any benefit at all. And I did say it publicly that the facts are, it looks like the public is not accepting things that the Fed is saying. They like it, but they're not accepting it. And people are really looking for hope. They're looking for the idea with where is the end? Where is the blue sky? When do I have to stop worrying about my father and mother dying? When do I have to stop worrying about my sister or brother dying? And I think that's what it's going to take, is the confidence that we're moving in the right direction. And the fact that there's a lot of good possible medical solutions as a temporary solutions based on a vaccine coming someday. And the fact that President Trump is saying to the FDA, let the people try some of these solutions under that new law that says that if I'm dying, I can try certain medicines that may keep me alive. I think that is good, too.
Now, John Catsimatidis, you provide some of the essential businesses that the president and others have spoken about, governors, local officials, supermarkets, the food chain, you feed it, you have Gristiti's and D'Agostino, plus you have other holdings. What can you say to our listeners who might go to a big box store or a supermarket or even a grocery store, and for days on end they see certain shelves wiped out, toilet paper, paper towels, paper products, frozen foods, things of that nature?
The supply is relatively good. There's a lot of logistic problems. Some of our stores haven't received frozen foods in 3, 4, 5 days. But that's not because the warehouse doesn't have them. The warehouse is having a logistics problem. I got on the phone with the CEO of the warehouse, and they feel that they will solve that problem in the next 24 hours. But certainly, we have not received any problems from Campbell's Soup saying we can't make any more Campbell's Soup, or from Clorox saying we can't make any more Clorox. Are we short toilet paper? Yes, we're short toilet paper. That's because everybody bought a lot of toilet paper and filled up their closet with it.
I know. But damn them. Really running into problems there, Mr. Katz, I got to tell you.
But did you ever think, John, you and others in the business, that maybe you might have to ration products that people just have an insatiable demand for?
I've told our people that unless somebody's being really crazy, I'm not going to ration. In other words, if somebody's going to buy 2 4-packs of toilet tissue, give it to him or give it to her. But if somebody wants to buy a whole case or 2 cases, in that case, we'll ration. In other words, common sense solutions, not just absolute orders.
You, speaking of common sense, we had you on, what was it, a week and a half ago, talking about your idea, your proposal to have cruise ships sort of come in and be the a quarantine hospital, if you will, a place for coronavirus people to be taken if they have to be taken into isolation. And interestingly, it's really taken speed. And in addition to that, the cruise industry.
I was told that the president read my memo, thought it was a great idea, and he did act on it last week.
Yeah, and so we're hearing that Carnival has announced it offered some of its ships for temporary medical facilities. So, I mean, I guess we can thank you for that.
Well, it was a common sense solution. I thought it was smart, and I told this to the president, to keep people in hospitals separate from the virus people.
Well, it's also smart. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was going to say it's also smart for the cruise line industries themselves because, you know, there's talk of wanting to get a little of the stimulus money, yet they get a lot of criticism because they're all registered over in places like Malta and Liberia and so forth. So this could be a very good PR move for Carnival and so forth.
It is. Well, if we're going to pay them anyway for the cruise ships, we might as well use them.
Yeah.
Now, John, let's talk local. New York City, the city controller has said we're going to lose $6 billion at this point of taxable revenue. I'm sure there's even more that the state controller, Tom DiNapoli, would say that we're losing each and every day, each and every week. How much longer, from your experience, can our economy, it's almost like quantitative easing like they do with the banks after the 2008 crash, how much more can we absorb without all government functions ceasing to be able to operate at the levels we're used to?
The truth is, and you know, Curtis, me and you know each other a long time. We always tell each other the truth. The truth is the fact that I think there's got to be a solution in the next 30 days. Otherwise, we're in deep. I'm not going to say the bad word. We own this station. Deep doo-doo. Is doo-doo allowed to be said?
Yes. You can say whatever you want, Mr. Katz.
We're going to be deep doo-doo
if we don't
solve the problem in the next 30 days.
Let me ask you one more thing. You have the experts, the epidemiologists and so forth, saying you cannot have a functioning economy if you have the hospitals overflowing and the hospital system collapsing. And your response to that?
Look, right now, there's a lot of politicians get on the radio, get on television, and say, oh, we're going to have 80%. I think that number is exaggerated. Do we have a problem? Yes. Should people be careful? Yes. But I think things will sort themselves out over the next few weeks.
Well, you know, I want to personally thank you on behalf of management and staff here. You didn't have to do it. But you sent in a decontamination cleanup crew. They were here early in the morning. The guys and gals, they weren't deadbeat slackers, gold brickers. They really used a lot of elbow grease. I think it was a combination of Mr. Clean and janitor in the drum, and cleaned up every nook, cranny, and corner of the 17th floor so that we would have a clean facility, coronavirus-free, to be able to operate and broadcast to all of our listeners, John.
Well, I think it was the right thing to do, and I'm glad Chad and David got it done. And the other thing we got done, and Chad's recommendation, is we took away the national show from 3 to 6. I think we gave you guys an extra hour. Mm-hmm. And I think we brought in some celebrities to talk about the problems New York City's having with the crisis.
Oh, yeah, every day. And in fact, it ends with Steve Bannon from 5 to 6, but then our own Mark Levin will carry you through from 6 to 9. He's all over the coronavirus spread, as is John Batchelor at night from 9 to 1. So this is you've turned this into a place where people can get regular updates, but there's also a calming voice, and there's also a reassuring voice, which I got to tell you, listening to a lot of other talk radio and talk TV, it's just not there, John.
Well, we have to keep the people informed, and I think that's part of WABC has always been that way. And it will always be that way in the future. Keep people informed and, you know, give everybody a voice to speak out and let the citizens make up their own mind.
Thanks for keeping our voices alive here. The number one news talk station in the nation,
WABC.
Thanks, Mr. Katz. That's John Katz-Matidis, our brand new owner.